Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. The Supreme Court of India is on the verge of a significant change, with the collegium recommending 5 new names for elevation to the apex court, including 4 sitting High Court Chief Justices and a senior advocate, a move that could bring about a rare direct bar elevation and increase the number of sitting women judges. What makes this significant is that the collegium, headed by Chief Justice of India Surya Kant, met on 22 May and 27 May 2026 to consolidate these recommendations, which, if approved by the President, would not only bring in fresh talent but also address concerns of representation and diversity. The 5 recommendations include Justices Sheel Nagu, Sri Chandrasekhar, Sanjeev Sachdeva, and Arun Palli, all of whom are currently serving as Chief Justices of High Courts, and Senior Advocate Mrs. V. Mohana, who would be a direct elevation from the bar. First, let's look at the current composition of the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court has a sanctioned strength of 34 judges, including the Chief Justice of India, and is governed by the Supreme Court Number of Judges Act, 1956. Which was amended in 2008 and 2019. The appointment of judges to the Supreme Court is based on Article 124(2) of the Constitution, which requires the President to appoint judges after consultation with the Chief Justice of India and other senior judges. The collegium system, which is responsible for recommending names for elevation to the Supreme Court, has its roots in the 3 judges cases of 1981. 1993, and 1998. The collegium system was born out of the second judges case in 1993, which established the principle of judicial primacy in the appointment of judges. The third judges case in 1998 further clarified the collegium system, which consists of the Chief Justice of India and 4 other senior-most judges of the Supreme Court. Now, let us turn to why this round of recommendations matters. One of the key aspects of this round is the issue of gender representation. The Supreme Court has had only 11 women judges in its 75-year history, and currently, there is only 1 sitting woman judge, Justice B.V. Nagaratna. The elevation of V. Mohana would not only increase the number of sitting women judges to 2 but also mark a rare direct bar elevation, which could broaden the talent pool. Another significant aspect of this round is the issue of direct bar elevations. Most Supreme Court judges come from the High Court bench, and direct bar elevations are relatively uncommon. Recent examples of direct bar elevations include K.V. Viswanathan in 2023, L. Nageshwar Rao in 2016, and P.S. Narasimha in 2021. V. Mohana's elevation would be another example of a direct bar elevation, which could bring in fresh perspectives and talent to the Supreme Court. The issue of regional balance is also important in this round of recommendations. The High Courts of Punjab and Haryana, Andhra Pradesh, and other states are represented among the recommended names. Critics have often flagged the underrepresentation of South India, Northeast, and Dalit OBC Adivasi minority judges, and the collegium's minutes are watched closely for diversity commitments. The pendency of cases in the Supreme Court is another crucial issue. The Supreme Court has around 80,000 pending cases as of 2026, and each new elevation can help marginally. However, the structural backlog requires deeper reforms to address the root causes of the problem. Now, let us look at the Memorandum of Procedure, or MOP, which governs the appointment of judges to the Supreme Court. The MOP has been under negotiation between the executive and the judiciary since 2015, with disputes over issues such as national security veto for the government, reasons for rejecting a name, and time limits for executive action on collegium recommendations. As of May 2026, the MOP is still not finalized. The NJC episode is another significant aspect of the collegium system. The National Judicial Appointments Commission, or NJC, was established by the 99th Amendment to the Constitution in 2014, but it was struck down by the Supreme Court in 2015. The NJC episode highlights the debate between judicial independence and accountability, and the need for a balanced approach to the appointment of judges. The critique of the collegium system is also an important aspect of this discussion. The collegium system has been criticized for its lack of transparency and accountability, and the need for a more robust and diverse selection process. The issue of judicial diversity is also crucial, with concerns about the underrepresentation of women, minorities, and other groups in the judiciary. Now, let us turn to the wider significance of this round of recommendations. The elevation of V. Mohana could mark a small but visible shift towards greater diversity in the Supreme Court. The collegium remains the operational reality despite criticism, and the appointment of new judges is a crucial aspect of ensuring judicial independence. The center-judiciary relations are also an important aspect of this discussion, with appointment delays having led to public friction in the past. The way forward is to finalize the MOP with a mutually acceptable balance of national security input, transparency, and time limits. Publishing detailed selection criteria could inform the bar and high court aspirants and diversity targets, including gender, SC/OBC, and regional representation, could be established without compromising merit. The All India Judicial Service, or AIJS, which has been long proposed but stalled, deserves revival. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, Polity and Governance, which covers the structure, organization, and functioning of the executive and the judiciary, as well as the appointment to various constitutional posts, powers, functions, and responsibilities. Analytical hooks for mains include the collegium versus NJC debate, judicial diversity, and center-judiciary relations. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The collegium met on 22nd May and 27th May 2026 to consolidate the recommendations. There are 5 recommendations, including Justices Sheel Nagu, Sri Chandrasekhar, Sanjeev Sachdeva, Arun Palli, and Senior Advocate Mrs. V. Mohana. The Supreme Court has a sanctioned strength of 34 judges, including the Chief Justice of India. The constitutional basis for the appointment of judges is Article 124(2), which requires the President to appoint judges after consultation with the Chief Justice of India and other senior judges. The 3 judges' cases are significant in the history of the collegium system, with the first case in 1981 establishing executive primacy, the second case in 1993 giving birth to the collegium system, and the third case in 1998 clarifying the collegium system. The NJC case in 2015 struck down the 99th Amendment and the NJC Act. The current sitting woman judge is Justice B.V. Nagaratna, who is likely to become the first woman Chief Justice of India in September 2027. The total number of women judges in the Supreme Court's history is 11. The Chief Justice of India, Surya Kant, is the 53rd CJI and was sworn in on 24th November 2025 and will retire on 9th February 2027. The Supreme Court has around 80,000 pending cases as of 2026. The Supreme Court's composition and the collegium system are crucial aspects of India's judicial framework, and understanding these concepts is essential for your UPSC preparation. The collegium's recommendations and the appointment of new judges are significant developments that can have a profound impact on the judiciary and the country as a whole.